Good morning and welcome to Simply Economics. It's Wednesday, April 24th. On today's show, the high prices and market power of academic publishing are found to reduce article citations, and Alabama realtors release their March economic and real estate report. Plus, we'll discuss the potential for Germany-South Korea cooperation in economic security. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics. We start off with a new study that finds higher academic journal subscription prices and publisher market share can hinder the spread of knowledge by reducing the number of citations an article receives. Here with more details is our Simply Economics correspondent. So what did the researchers discover about how journal pricing impacts citations?
The study, conducted by Yonghong An, Michael A. Williams, and Mo Xiao, looked at how an academic journal's subscription price and the market share of its publisher affect the number of citations that articles published in that journal receive. They found that as subscription prices increase and publishers gain more market power, the articles tend to be cited less frequently by other researchers.
Citations are seen as a key measure of an article's influence and reach in the academic community. Why would higher prices lead to fewer citations?
It likely comes down to access. When subscription costs go up, fewer institutions and researchers may be able to afford access to the journal. And if a publisher has a dominant market position, they have more leverage to raise prices. This means a smaller potential audience that can read, build upon, and cite the research. It creates a barrier to the spread of knowledge.
That's concerning, as citations are important for advancing research and academic careers. What are the broader implications of this trend?
The study authors argue that it can slow down the pace of research and hinder collaboration in academia. If cutting-edge findings are locked behind expensive paywalls, other researchers can't learn from and expand upon them as easily. This hurts scientific progress overall. There are also equity concerns if only well-funded institutions can afford access.
Some have compared this situation to the famous Isaac Newton quote about standing on the shoulders of giants to see further. But in this case, there's a steep price to even climb up on the shoulders in the first place.
Exactly. The high costs act as a gatekeeper, potentially blocking or delaying important advancements. There are efforts to expand open access publishing so more research is freely available. But subscription journals still dominate in many fields. This study quantifies how the business models of academic publishing can have real impacts on the dissemination of knowledge.
Very important findings to consider. Thank you to our Simply Economics correspondent for breaking this down. Shifting gears to the housing market, the Alabama housing market is showing signs of life this spring, according to the latest report from the Alabama Association of Realtors. Home sales, listings, and building permits all increased in March compared to the previous month. For more on this, we're joined again by our Simply Economics correspondent. What do you make of these latest numbers?
The March data does paint an encouraging picture for Alabama's housing market. Home sales rose 5.6% month over month, marking the second straight month of gains. Active listings also jumped over 33% compared to a year ago. And building permits, a leading indicator of future construction, surged over 20% just from February to March alone. So there are definite green shoots emerging as we head into the key spring selling season.
The report cites increasing mortgage rates as a potential headwind, though. How much of a threat does that pose to this nascent housing recovery?
It's certainly something to keep a close eye on. While rates did trend down slightly in March, they've already reversed course and moved higher in April. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate now stands at 7.1%. Both the Alabama Realtors economist and CEO flagged this as a risk that could derail the positive momentum we're seeing. Higher borrowing costs make homes less affordable and can dampen demand from prospective buyers.
And what's the outlook going forward? Have home sales bottomed out, or could there be further volatility ahead?
The Alabama Realtors report suggests that January likely marked the low point for sales this cycle. which is typical for the seasonal patterns in housing. Their forecast is for sales to continue gradually improving as we move through spring and into summer. However, they did caveat that projection with concerns about inflation and rising mortgage rates. If those trends persist, it could stall or even reverse the progress made in recent months. Ultimately, affordability remains a key constraint for many buyers.
Thanks for the update and analysis. We appreciate you joining us. Shifting our focus to the global stage, South Korea and Germany are two middle power countries that find themselves increasingly caught in the middle of growing tensions between the US and China. Both nations have strong manufacturing sectors that are vital hubs in regional supply chains, but this also makes them vulnerable to trade protectionism and export controls amid the US-China rivalry. For more on the economic challenges facing South Korea and Germany, we're joined now by our Simply Economics correspondent. What are some of the key similarities between the manufacturing sectors in South Korea and Germany?
Well, David, South Korea and Germany stand out among major industrialized economies for having manufacturing sectors that make up a very large share of their overall GDP, nearly 26% in South Korea's case and over 18% for Germany based on 2022 figures. Companies in both countries supply critical inputs to other economies in their respective regions. Think machinery, chemicals, electronics, vehicles, and other transportation equipment. So, despite their geographic distance, South Korea and Germany actually have a lot in common in terms of their industrial strengths and the key roles they play in Asian and European supply chains.
But those close trade linkages also seem to be making South Korea and Germany more exposed to the economic fallout from rising U.S.-China frictions. What specific risks do they face as a result?
South Korean and German manufacturers are definitely vulnerable to trade protectionism and export restrictions that could disrupt their supply chains as the U.S. and China decouple parts of their economies. For example, both countries are major exporters of industrial machinery and high-tech components, which could get hit by U.S. efforts to restrict the flow of advanced technologies to China. They also face rising competition from Chinese firms in industries like electric vehicles, batteries, and semiconductors, where Beijing is investing heavily to build up its own domestic champions.
Given those shared challenges, are there opportunities for South Korea and Germany to work together more closely to navigate U.S.-China tensions and protect their economic interests?
Potentially, yes. While South Korea and Germany can't afford to fully decouple from China given its importance as a trade partner, they do have an interest in diversifying supply chains and reducing their vulnerability to economic coercion. Leveraging their complementary industrial strengths, the two countries could explore joint R&D projects, technology sharing agreements, or efforts to develop secure supply chains in key sectors. But any enhanced cooperation would likely have to be balanced carefully against the need to manage relations with both Washington and Beijing.
Interesting insights on how middle powers are adapting to U.S.-China competition. Thanks for that analysis. Shifting our focus to local economic development, the Virginia Peninsula Chamber is hosting the fourth event in its Rising Tide series, focusing on the key public catalysts that impact the region's economic development. Here with more details is our Simply Economics correspondent. Can you tell us more about the purpose and goals of this event series?
The Rising Tide series aims to raise awareness and foster dialogue about the factors influencing the regional economy in Virginia. This particular event will hone in on three crucial public catalysts: education, safety, and transportation. The goal is to have an honest discussion about the challenges faced in these areas, while also highlighting the progress made and ongoing efforts to drive positive change and economic growth.
Who are some of the key speakers that will be participating in this event, and what unique perspectives will they bring to the conversation?
The event features an impressive lineup of local leaders, including Newport News Police Chief Steve Drew, Hampton City Schools Superintendent Raymond Haynes, and Hampton Roads Transit Chief Communications Officer Alexis Majid. Each speaker will share insights from their respective fields, acknowledging the hurdles they've encountered while also emphasizing the measures put in place to facilitate continuous improvement. Their diverse perspectives will provide a comprehensive look at how these public catalysts are being reshaped to drive greater prosperity in the region.
It sounds like audience participation will be a key component of this event. How will attendees be able to engage with the speakers and contribute to the discussion?
Absolutely. The event is designed to be highly interactive, with ample opportunities for audience participation. Attendees will be able to ask questions, share insights, and engage in lively discussions with the speakers and fellow participants. This collaborative environment aims to foster the exchange of ideas and collectively chart a course toward economic advancement for the region.
For those interested in attending, can you provide some details on when and where the event will be held and how they can find more information?
The Rising Tide event will take place on April 26th at 7:30 a.m. at the Holiday Inn located at 980 Omni Boulevard in Newport News. Those seeking more information can visit the event website at bit.ly/202426rising-tide or contact Allie Carson from the Virginia Peninsula Chamber at allie@vpcc.org or by phone at 757-325-8157.
It certainly sounds like an informative and engaging event for anyone interested in the economic development of the Virginia Peninsula region. Thank you for providing those details and sharing the importance of these public catalysts in driving growth and prosperity. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics. We'll see you back here tomorrow.